You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. And this morning, we are going to take a look at the last book of the Bible. We're going to be talking with Ron Rhodes this morning. He's president of Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries, and he's heard regularly on radio and is the author of Bite-Sized Bible Answers, Bite-Sized Bible Definitions, Commonly Misunderstood Bible Verses, and 5-Minute Apologetics for Today. He holds degrees from Dallas Theological Seminary and teaches there and at several other seminaries. We want to go through Revelation. The book is called 40 Days Through Revelation, Uncovering the Mystery of the End Times. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Nothing like a little bit of light fare like Revelation in the morning, right? I mean, we're really going to dig in here. And this is good, though, because I think a lot of times Christians kind of shy away from the book of Revelation. They think it's just a little too confusing. It's all allegory, maybe even depressing. What do you see about Revelation being a spiritually uplifting book that leads to blessing?
Well, that's a good question. The original recipients of the book of Revelation were undergoing severe persecution by the Romans. And so they were very discouraged in their faith. They were downcast. And one of the reasons why John wrote the book of Revelation was to bring encouragement to them. And the primary message of the book of Revelation is that God is in control. God is on the throne. And in fact, the word throne occurs more than 40 times in the book of Revelation. And so that's an encouragement to John's readers. And I think, by contrast, or in a similar way, really, the same thing is true of us, because sometimes we look at our world, and it often does seem to be spinning out of control, and we wonder what's going on. And the truth is that just the knowledge that God is in control and that God is on the throne can bring us great comfort in the midst of all that's going on.
Yeah, I think with all the news headlines, and we just see things seemingly progressing even quicker to our end times and that sort of thing. There was always the talk about the end times clock and how that was ticking closer to midnight all the time. How do you feel about that with the news stories and everything else?
Well, on the one hand, I think it's real important for us to understand that we can know that we're in the season of the Lord's return. And that's not just intellectual knowledge. Bible prophecy was never just given to us to be something in our minds so that we could know the future. But rather, prophecy was always given in order to change our lives in some way. And it's interesting to me that whenever you see prophecies in the Bible, there's always a verse right next to the prophecy that says something like, "Therefore, live righteously. Therefore, live in purity. And, clean up your life."
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a real practical aspect to Bible prophecy, and I also think that there's an evangelistic aspect to Bible prophecy. I remember way back years ago, I used to be pursuing a career in Hollywood, of all things. Might surprise you to know that, but I was doing all these big TV shows out there like The Tonight Show and Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas, and all of a sudden I found myself working with some celebrities out there by the name of Pat Boone and Shirley Boone and his four daughters, and they were very much into Bible prophecy. I had never heard about that before. Mm-hmm. And long story short, Bible prophecy got me interested in the Bible, and I ended up becoming a Christian, and then I ended up dumping Hollywood and going to seminary. So that was quite a radical change for my own life. But it just illustrates the kind of change that Bible prophecy can make, because if there's one thing that Bible prophecy does, it lets us know that only God really knows the future. Human beings can't predict the future. I mean, I could predict there's going to be an earthquake in California this year, but that's not really a prophecy. God predicts things hundreds and even thousands of years in advance, and that got my attention. And so, again, long story short, there's a strong evangelistic component to Bible prophecy as well.
Ron Rhodes, our guest here again on Faith Radio Mornings, and we're talking about his latest book, 40 Days Through Revelation, Uncovering the Mystery of the End Times. Well, you talk about Revelation, and there's many conflicting religious teachings that can be found in churches, books, TV, radio, online blogs, journals, a lot of different perspectives there. How can we test all of these against the scriptures to discern what is truth, Ron?
Well, that's a good question. I think we need to be just like the Bereans in Acts 17. And the Bereans tested everything the Apostle Paul taught to make sure that it lined up with the Bible. And Paul did not get mad about that, but rather Paul commended them for doing that. And so I think what we need to do is to, first of all, commit to being biblically literate, and that doesn't take a long time. even if you just read one chapter from the Bible a day, you're going to find that your spiritual discernment goes way up. And I don't care if you hear it on television or hear it on the radio or come across some book that's on the New York Times bestseller list, we ought to have a habit of testing those things against Scripture, because Scripture is kind of like a compass that points moral north. It points towards spiritual truth. And to tell you the truth, we really do need that today, because there are so many conflicting ideas out there. We're living in an age of subjectivism and relativism. We're living in an age where everybody has their own truth, and we're not supposed to challenge other people's truths. But the honest truth is that God is the source of truth, and he teaches absolute truth. And the Bible points absolute moral north. And so that's why it's very good to test everything against the Scriptures.
Mm. We're talking with Ron Rhodes. And Ron, your book is 40 Days Through Revelation. So how do you guide everybody through Revelation in just 40 days? And maybe get us started a little bit with that, too.
Well, you know, I thought about doing it in 30 days, but I thought that would be too much work for people. And I think that the book of Revelation can be daunting to some people, so I spread it out over 40 days. And I decided to do it differently than a lot of people do it. You know, a lot of people, when they write on the book of Revelation, mainly give a verse-by-verse commentary. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You know, those are very helpful books, but I didn't just want to copy what everybody else had already been doing. And so what I did was, in addition to covering, you know, each verse and giving insights on each verse, I also wanted to involve the reader in the process. And so what I did was I got out my Bible and I just dug up the very best possible cross-references on the main issues in each chapter. And I provide those cross-references so the reader himself can look those up. Instead of me just telling people what the Bible teaches, now they have the opportunity to get their own Bible out and get their pen and pencil out and start marking up the Bible with these key truths and cross-references. And I've also included the major themes of each chapter in Revelation. These are just short, maybe two paragraphs each. That way you can understand the gist of each chapter of Revelation in a capsule format. And also, I have focused on application. You know, the Bible is life-changing. Mm-hmm. Bible prophecy is life-changing. And so here's what I did. I went through the book of Revelation as my devotional. And every day, I wrote down the devotional insights that were life-changing for me. And so I included in the book all of those devotional aspects, the life-changing aspects of the book of Revelation, and how the book of Revelation leads me to live a better life as a Christian today, here in 2013. And then, of course, I also include some discussion questions in case you want to use this in a group study, or if you just want to ponder some things as you close off your study time. And so, again, I've handled this a lot differently than a lot of books out there. I think it's very user-friendly, it's exciting, it's uplifting, and I think that these are days in which we need to be uplifted.
So I so agree. We're talking with Ron Rhodes this morning. His book is called 40 Days Through Revelation. It's Uncovering the Mystery of the End Times. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about digging into Revelation and why this is so important for us as Christians to know what it says in Revelation, and then how does that apply to today's headlines. Back with more in just a moment on Faith Radio Mornings.
This is Faith Radio Mornings here on the Faith Radio Network. Ted Ross and PK along with you, and our guest right now is Ron Rhodes, author of more than 60 books, all of them really great, very helpful insight when it comes to discerning the Scripture and just growing in our relationship with the Lord. Today we're talking about the book of Revelation. Ron's latest book is 40 Days Through Revelation, Uncovering the Mystery of the End Times.
Ron, I really appreciate right at the beginning of the book, too, within the introduction you talk about, as everybody starts each chapter, to just be praying, and you have some scriptural prayers even to pray, just asking the Lord to open our eyes. This is so important, isn't it? Because Revelation just has a huge impact on our lives, and to understand it is so important. What would you say about that? Why would you say it's important?
Well, I think that, first of all, let me comment on the prayer part, because the Scriptures teach us that the Holy Spirit illumines our minds, and we see that in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11, and elsewhere. We see that in John chapter 14 through 16. And that's very important because, you know, the Bible was actually inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, there was a bunch of different prophets and apostles that wrote the Bible, but they were under control by the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the thing to keep in mind. The same one who inspired Scripture, that is the Holy Spirit, is also the one who helps us to understand it. Mm-hmm. Now, what could be better than that? And so that's the reason for prayer. We ask God to open our eyes so that we can behold wonderful things from God's Word. And, of course, I got that from Psalm 119. Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things from your law. And so that's an important beginning point. But, you know, it's real, real important that we not only pray that we understand the Bible, but that we pray that we learn to apply specific things that we learn into our lives. I don't know if you notice this, but the book of Revelation is really the only book in the Bible that promises a special blessing for people who read it. And, you know, I want that blessing. I know that the people who are hearing our voice right now, they want that blessing too. And, you know, I think it's real important to study the book of Revelation, not only to understand the future, but because there are so many nuggets of spiritual uplifting that we find in that book, particularly as related to God being on the throne. And might I also point out that the book of Revelation is a Jesus book. It is true that there's a lot of stuff about the future tribulation period and all of that, but the Bible is a Jesus book. And when you get to like chapter 19 in particular, where we see the second coming of Christ, boy, I don't see how anybody could read that and not get excited about it.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Well, let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, maybe just on a couple of these big kind of issues or aspects of Revelation, I guess. You mentioned the tribulation. I'm thinking about the rapture as well. There's varying interpretations on this, I know. What's yours, Ron, and what needs to happen before Christ raptures his church, according to Revelation?
Well, that's a good point. You know, the church is not even mentioned in chapters 4 through 18 in the book of Revelation. And the reason why I say that is that chapters 4 through 18 are the chapters that deal specifically with the tribulation period. So why isn't the church mentioned there? It makes me wonder. And that's especially significant because in chapters 2 and 3, the church is mentioned all over the place. And so suddenly it's just not mentioned in chapters 4 through 18. And then once we get to chapter 19, where it talks about the second coming of Christ, it talks about Christ coming with his armies in the plural. And that would include not just the angelic army, but also all of those saints who were previously raptured. Now, I kind of gave myself away just now because I believe that the rapture happens before the tribulation. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. You know, there's not a single passage in the Old Testament or New Testament referring to the tribulation period that even mentions the church. It does mention believers, but I believe, like many others, that people become believers during the tribulation period, but the church has already been raptured. You know, having said that, let me just say that this is not an issue over which we ought to put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, too often I think Christians, they start to battle things out, and I can understand why people take prophecy very personally. But consider this. Once we've been with the Lord for 10 billion years in heaven, we might feel just a little bit silly if we look back on our time on earth and think about how we had on the boxing gloves regarding the timing of events of the last 7 years of human history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's better to agree to disagree in an agreeable way. So if you think the rapture's happening in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation, you know what? You're my brother and sister in Christ. We can get along just fine, despite the fact that we might see it a little bit different.
And I think that we waste a lot of time sometimes when we could be maybe spending time bringing people, you know, into the kingdom, letting them know the gospel message. Instead, we get caught up in these things, and they can be big distractions, too. So that's a great point. We're talking with Ron Rhodes this morning, 40 Days Through Revelation, uncovering the mystery of the end times. And we will be back again tomorrow because this is a huge topic, but we want to really keep digging in.
Yeah, we barely got into the actual content of Revelation. So we'll do that tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. We'll have more with Ron Rhodes. Ron, thank you for your time today. We look forward to continuing our conversation with you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And links for Ron Rhodes' book, 40 Days Through Revelation, Uncovering the Mystery of the End Times, are up at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, that's good.